Hebrews chapter number 12 this morning. And I tell you, it's amazing, as I said earlier, the way the Lord works, and it's amazing how good the Lord is to us. His amazing grace and amazing blessings, and just He's just simply amazing this morning. And thank the Lord for how good He is and how He works things out in our lives. And the Lord's answered and given me a couple of big blessings this past week, and thank the Lord for those this morning. And without spending time going into everything, but just thank the Lord He's answered some prayers this past week. Amen for me, and I'm sure He has for you as well. But Hebrews chapter number 12, and let's begin this morning. We'll begin looking here in verse number 1. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank You for all that You've done. We thank You for Your Word this morning and for how it is truth, dear Lord. We thank You for allowing us to be gathered together in Your house today, dear Lord. Don't let us take it for granted. Dear Lord, I thank You for each and every single person that is here this morning. Dear Lord, I pray today that You would help us. We've come together today to worship You, dear Lord, to sing praises to You, to honor Your name, uplift Your name. And we've come together as well to study Your Word together, dear Father. And we want Your Holy Spirit this morning to speak, dear Lord, to our hearts through Your Word. Dear Father, I pray this morning that You would anoint me, that You would just use me as a vessel and an instrument. Dear Lord, I pray that You would use Your Word, that You would allow not me to be seen or heard, but allow You to be seen and for Your Word to be heard this morning. Dear Lord, that it might be preached and taught in power, dear Father, of Your Holy Spirit. And dear Father, I pray that You would speak to each heart that's here. Dear Lord, we've come this morning seeking something from You that only You can give. And so, dear Father, we pray this morning that You'd meet those needs in our hearts and our lives this morning that is here in the building. I know there's some of them even in my own life. And I pray this morning that You'd meet those needs, that You'd work in our hearts, work in our lives. Let us leave rejoicing in what You've done. And dear Lord, I pray especially if there's one here this morning that doesn't know You as Lord and Savior, I pray before they leave this place that the day might be the day that they get saved. Bless now, I pray. Help us again. In Jesus' name, amen. We see here in Hebrews chapter number 12 some probably familiar verses. And Hebrews chapter number 11 has been commonly called the Hall of Faith. And talking about, if you're familiar with it, I'm sure, talking about all those Old Testament saints and those that had great faith in the Lord. And some of those in there are kind of interesting to look at. All of them are, but some of them even, you know, a little interesting, some of the ones that's listed in there. But all of them had great faith in the Lord. And then down in chapter number 12 in verse number 1, it says, "Wherefore, with all those things in mind of those that had faith in the Lord, that served the Lord, that had faith in Him while they were here on the earth, all the things they went through and did, Moses, Abraham, and so on. So wherefore, it says, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses." I believe this morning that this verse is pointing out a truth, and the truth is this, that all those Old Testament saints, the ones mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, and all those, even the ones that Brother Mike was singing about a while ago, those loved ones that we have that's passed on to the other side that knew the Lord as their Savior, all those loved ones, I believe they're up in heaven today. Those that are saved, they're there. And I believe the Lord takes and He allows them, and I can't explain this totally to you, but I believe what I see from Scripture, that the Lord takes and allows them to look down on you and I today. I believe He allows them to see down, whether it's constantly all the time, I don't know, but I believe the Lord allows them to look down and see us. I believe maybe some this morning, even some of our loved ones who's gone on to be with the Lord, they might be looking down this morning, looking and seeing what's going on in this church service. I believe that's what this verse is talking about, that great cloud of witnesses. But I believe also there's someone else looking down this morning on us, without a doubt, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe God is looking down on you and me this morning. He knows right where we're at, right? He's looking down on us all the time, each of His children. And that's just amazing to think, you know, of all the different places we're scattered, you know, just us in this building. Not just us, but all God's children. But think about just us in this building that are saved. and all the different directions we go in throughout the week. But yet the Lord knows exactly where we are, and He's got His eyes on all of us. Amen. And it's just amazing to think about that this morning. But there's a great cloud of witnesses, and we see that the Lord's taken, and those are taken, these witnesses, and are looking down, seeing me and you today. I believe in that crowd is my grandmother, my grandfather, I believe my great-grandfather, and some other loved ones that's gone on to be with the Lord that I have in my family, and some friends as well. But even more importantly, the Lord's looking down. The Bible tells us we can look at two verses in particular, 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 9 and Zechariah 4 and verse number 10. Both have a phrase in the verse, and it says, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro." And today I believe the Lord's eyes are running to and fro still. I believe He knows what's going on. He's looking. He knows this morning that you and I are here inside this church building this morning. I believe that. I believe He knew that Brother Mike was going to sing a special this morning. He knew what Brother Mike was going to sing before he even sung it. He knew that Brother Gary was going to be here in church this morning. He knew, Brother Gary, you was going to be here before you even did. But have you ever taken, and I thought about this, and I don't think he minds me pointing this out, Brother Donald didn't know yesterday if he was going to be here today, did you, brother? He had some difficulties at the house that the Lord blessed and has worked out and taken care of. He didn't know if he was going to be here this morning. But you know what, Brother Donald? The Lord knew you was going to be here this morning. And so you think about all these things that, you know, the Lord watches. He knows what's going on. He knows what's taking place. He's looking this morning, and He always knows even ahead of time before we do the things that we do. God knows everything. We've said that many, many times before. But here we see in Scripture, with all that in mind, that we have this great cloud of witnesses, the Lord that's watching, that's looking down, that's seeing everything that's going on. They see you and they see me. And you know, there's something in here this morning that all of us as believers have in common in our life. The Lord, of course, but we have, all of us, a course to run. All of us have a race to run this morning. But yet, the thing that's different from this race that you and I run versus the race that most marathon runners run, like the Boston Marathon or something like that, that course, that race, if you will, everybody runs the same race, right? However long it is, their journey's the same. Whatever direction you go to this building and you turn here, all of them follow the same signs, right? All of them go the same direction from start to finish. They run the same path. But our race of life that He's talking about here in verse number 1, the race that's set before us, our paths are different. We all might take and face some similar things, but there might be more curves in the bend for some of us than others. Some of us might need to run this direction a little bit, and other ones the Lord might lead this way a little bit. And so what am I saying this morning? We all are in a race, but all our races are probably a little different than the others. We all have good times in our race. We all have easy times, downhill running times. We all have uphill running times. But our courses are different. Some people's courses of racing is in their lives are more difficult than others. And then some people's races are shorter than others. And maybe even a little easier, we might say. But the course is there, and all of us have a race to run that's set before us. We don't know how long the race may be. We don't know what obstacles are ahead. It's not like the marathons that they run down here where they can take and look at a map and say, okay, I'm going here, going there, and there I go. That's it. It don't work that way in our race of life. We don't know a lot of times. We think we know what direction we're going in, but we don't. But the Lord knows. And so this morning what we're getting at is we have a race, all of us, to run. And there are those in heaven, mainly the Lord Jesus Christ, that take and to look down on us as we run this race that the Lord has set before us. And as we run the race, this morning there's a couple of things that we're going to get into that verse 1 talks about that we need to do if we're to run this race in such a way that it honors and pleases the Lord. This morning I ask a question, and I hope I know everybody's answer to this already this morning. How many of you in here this morning want to run your race in such a way that it pleases the Lord? Say amen. 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 Everybody in here, I believe, pretty much sure said amen. We want to run our race this morning in such a way that we honor and please God in our race. That we run a race that He says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." A race that He's pleased with. in our lives. Well, if we're going to run a race that God is pleased with in our lives, I believe the first thing that the Bible tells us here in this verse that we need to do, it says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses," it says, "let us lay aside every weight." This morning, if we're going to run a race that's honoring and pleasing to God, the first thing we got to do is lay aside some things. We got to lay aside some things. And it says here, lay aside every what? Weight. Lay aside every weight. Now, y'all going to laugh at me when I say this, but I'm going to go ahead and make a confession, Brother Mike. I had to borrow this weight. Can y'all tell? I had to borrow this weight. Y'all know why, right? Somebody go ahead and say it. But I didn't have one, right? So I had to borrow one. I borrowed this weight. I'll go ahead and tell you who does have one, Lynn and Neil. They got a couple of them, actually. But think with me this morning about our earthly weights. I know some of y'all have them at your house, I believe, and maybe some others. I know Brother Mike does. He talks about it from time to time. And it's something that we all probably should have, but do more than just have them. We probably ought to use them in the physical sense every now and again. But think with me about these earthly weights. You know, think with me about a marathon and a race that a runner runs. You know, a lot of times when they're preparing for the big Boston Marathon, just took place not too long ago, or some of these big races, a lot of times those runners that are really serious about it, the Olympians and etc., they'll take and prepare for those races. They'll take and there's a lot of training involved. They'll take and wear ankle weights a lot of times as they are running and as they are training for that race. But when they get out there in the actual race, the real race, they take all those weights off, don't they? But you don't want to go out there and run around with 5-pound or 10-pound or whatever weights around your body to run a race, do you, Brother Jerry? You don't do that. A lot of them you see wear these crazy clothes, and some of them even do different things with their hair. The swimmers do especially, right, in those races. And, you know, put the caps on. All these things just to get that little millisecond, you know, even more than that, faster than the other person. Because they want to run as fast as they can to that finish line. They want to be the first one there. And they drew this, they used the weights for training, but not in the race. May I say today, the Bible says that we are in the race. We are in the race. This is not a game. This is not playtime this morning. This is not training, if you will, I believe, in this sense. But this is the race. You are in your race. I am in my race. We're in the race. And that's why the Lord said this morning, take and lay aside. What did it say? I underline this in my Bible, every weight. In other words, the ankle weights and any other type of weights, the dumbbell, handbell weights, anything. Lay all the weights aside this morning. Every single one of them. Lay them aside. This is the real race. You say, what weights are you talking about, Pastor? I don't see, and I didn't see this morning when I come in, anybody in here, except maybe Lynn if I'd have seen her come in the door with this. I didn't see anybody come in this morning walking around, and I've never seen yet anybody at work walking around all day long with a weight in their hand. I've never seen anybody take the weight to the table with them to eat, you know, and the weight to the other places, to bed at night. You know, they got the weight up in the bed. Like, we don't carry around a weight with us, do we? We don't carry around a dumbbell with us in our lives everywhere we go. So what is the Bible talking about when it says, lay aside every weight? You see, the race that we're in today is not a physical race. The race that the believer's in, that the Bible's talking about right here, is a spiritual race. And those weights, sometimes those spiritual weights, may or may not be visible to you and to me. Sometimes we can tell somebody's under a lot of weight. Sometimes we don't know that they are, but they are. Most time we don't see the weight, we see the effects of the weight that it has on somebody. But the Lord said, lay aside, and again I'll emphasize this because some of the things we're getting ready to get into will be hard to accept if you don't understand what the Scripture says. Lay aside every weight. Every weight. Every one of them are to be laid aside. We are to have no weights in our race of life for the Lord. All our weights are to be laid aside. Lay aside every weight this morning. You say, what weights is this talking about? Since it's not talking about, you said, a physical weight, a dumbbell weight, a ankle weight. What type of weight is this talking about laying aside in our life? I believe there's four different, there's probably more, but four different main type of weights in our lives that we need to lay aside, and laying aside every weight. We need to lay aside this morning the financial weights. How many of you know something about those?
Amen.
Right? Financial weights. Amen. If you don't know nothing about financial weights, just wait. You got one coming real soon probably. Financial weights. Boy, I know about some of those. Have a baby and you'll find out about financial weights. Get a house, you'll find out about financial weights. You know, you'll find out about financial weights. You can start going to the doctor, you'll find out about financial weights. It don't take long and you'll find out, man, them are some weights. There's financial weights today that a lot of times a lot of us face in our race and our course of life. A lot of times they can weigh us down spiritually, these financial weights. Weights concerning, oh, I lost my job. Right. Weight gets heavy. A lot of times, well, I took and we're behind on the house payment. That weight gets heavy. Maybe we took and we had a doctor bill come in the mail and we say, like I've been saying the past couple weeks, we got more bills than the times we went to the doctor and stuff they did. Where is this coming from? Another weight. Another weight. We say, what in the world's going on? All these weights keep coming, these financial weights from every direction. We think everything's good and then all of a sudden, the car breaks down. Financial weight. All the time you say, well, I got all the bills paid off, everything's good. The next thing you know, you got to go to the doctor. You got this or you got, you know what I'm talking about. Financial weights all the time, constantly. There is financial weights throughout in our paths of the race of life. All of these weights we often face in our lives, and we all do face. Some of them we expect. We say, okay, I went to the doctor, I know I got a bill coming. And sometimes we're driving down the road in the car on the way to work and the car breaks down. Unexpected. Sometimes we might go home and something's broke at the house and we say, uh-oh, I didn't expect this. Unexpected. Sometimes those weights are expected, sometimes they're unexpected. But either way, we all have financial weights. A lot of times in our lives. The Bible, I'll go back to what the Scripture said. It said to lay aside every weight. You see this morning, folks, we all have weights that are sometimes expected, sometimes unexpected, financial in our lives. But you realize that none of these weights are unexpected to God. He knows those financial weights. He knows before your car breaks down. He knows before you have to go to the doctor. He knows before the bill comes in the mail. God knows all your financial weights that you have, all the financial things, if you will, that you're going to be facing and that you are facing in your life. In other words, as the old saying goes, did it ever occur to you that nothing ever occurred to God? He knows. He knows those things that's going to happen in your life before they take place. So with that in mind, when we come across a bend in our life, in our race, and in our course, and we run up against a financial issue, then we have a choice. We can take and allow those things, those financial things, to become a weight. Or we can take instead and lay those things aside. In other words, we might can take and do this. We see that financial weight, we say, Lord, I'm giving that to You, and run on around it and keep on going. Lord, I'm leaving that behind. I'm trusting You. I'm running around. I'm keeping on going. Amen. You said, lay aside every weight. Lord, I'm leaving that to You. You know what was going to come, take place, what was going to happen. Lord, I'm going on. I'm not going to pick up that weight. I'm not going to pick it up. I'm not going to pick it up and let it weigh me down. I got a race to run for You. I'm not going to let it be a distraction, a hindrance in running this race that You would have me to... You say, how can it be a hindrance? Because maybe, just a hypothetical example, but maybe we're out and about moping around the store somewhere about all our bills we got to pay at the grocery store and how we're going to, you know, a food bill, all these other bills we got, and we're out shopping at the grocery store and we're just worried to death about all these bills and we got to buy food and how in the world is all this going to happen? And who knows, that person pushing by the buggy, the Lord might have wanted you to talk to and invite to church and share the gospel with. But you're running a race with a weight that should not be there, that you should have laid aside and say, Lord, thank you that I got some money to go buy some beans and taters at the store. Thank you, Lord. And maybe you could have shared the blessings of God with somebody else. But a lot of times those weights get us off course. A lot of times those weights, it weighs us down and gets us to not run the race the way the Lord would have us to. We're going to run the race the way He would have us to. We've got to lay aside the financial weights. Will you lay them aside this morning? The second weight I believe that we have all of us face a lot of times in our lives, some of us more than others, these weights, and in different ways because our course is different. But a lot of times we run around the corner in a bend and there's some physical weights. You say, what do you mean? Arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, and all the other itises. That's a good example. Right? Food, sickness, pneumonia, bronchitis, all these types of, I'm just naming all stuff. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Physical health issues. Health issues. I thought about Brother Brent this morning. Think about all the physical weight that he could be under. I thought about Miss Johnson and Miss Cato and some others of you. Some of the physical weights. And I got up this morning and I said to myself, Lord, this message is for me. I think it's more than just for me, but I think it's for me because a lot of times we say, but I'm hurting. You don't know what I'm going through. And you know what? You're probably right. I probably don't know what you're going through. Probably hadn't had the same aching pain you have. You don't know how hard this course is in my life. And you know what? I probably really don't. But the Lord does. The Lord's the one to set the course. The Lord's the one that's put those things there in your path, and a lot of times He places them there, and I'm getting ahead of myself to see how much we'll trust Him. Amen. That's why we can say, lay aside every weight. That's why the Lord says, every weight. You say you don't understand. You're right, but the Lord does. You don't know. You're right, but the Lord does. God does. You see, this morning you say, you can't help me. I might not can. But the Lord can. He can do anything. You see, I'm not making light of anything this morning anybody's facing. Don't take me wrong. But there's nothing too big for God. There's nothing too big. No big, too big a weight that God could place in our path that we might face in our life financially or physically or these other things we're getting ready to look at that He can't take and take care of for us if we'll just trust Him. You see, this morning, these weights, I don't know about y'all, but this 5-pound weight gets a little heavy after a while, Brother Mike, especially when you start doing all this. 5-pound weight. But you think about the financial weights. You think about the physical weights this morning. Some of y'all are going through some physical weights I know of because we have them on the prayer list. We've been praying for them. Some of y'all is going through some financial weights because I know we've been praying for them. But some of you are going through things that I don't even know about. Some of you say they're unspoken. Some of you are going through some things. But this morning I'm here to tell you that no matter what those things are, the Lord has given us a verse and a message and a word for the day from His Word, and that is this. Lay aside those weights. Lay them aside. It don't matter what they are. Lay them aside. Walking around and worrying and carrying that weight, it's not going to make you any stronger and it's not going to help you a bit. You see, this earthly weight, carrying it around, will make you stronger and it'll help. But the spiritual weights that we're talking about this morning, you carry those around, all it's going to do is weigh you down, make you weaker, and be a hindrance. That's why the Lord said, lay them aside. Lay them aside. Give them to God. What makes you stronger in the physical realm is carrying the weight. What makes you stronger in the spiritual realm is laying it aside. What will you do with the weight this morning? You see, there's physical, there's financial, but there's a third type of weight, and there's spiritual. There's spiritual weights in this spiritual race. A lot of times they're spiritual weights. You say, what do you mean by spiritual weights? I mean the spiritual battles that you face in your life. A lot of times there are spiritual battles that you face in your life, and I face them, we all do, that we don't share with nobody else. A lot of there are times there are things that maybe we might share with one close friend or our husband or wife and maybe nobody else. Some spiritual things that we're struggling with. Today, you can take this morning and lay aside those weights. You see, we've got the sword of the Spirit. We've got the Word of God. We've got the Holy Spirit of God within us, our Comforter. And we can take this morning and lay aside every weight. Doesn't matter what the weight is, if it's physical, financial, or spiritual. But I believe this morning the last weight is the weight that this verse is specifically talking about. I believe all the others are accurate applications for sure. And they definitely can be weights. But I believe this verse is specifically addressing this fourth weight. It says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. I believe the fourth weight this morning is the weight of sin. That weight of sin. A lot of times in our race along life's way for the Lord as believers, we run by something and it looks glitzy, it looks glamorous, it looks pretty, and I'm glad she had a pretty dumbbell. That's pretty, ain't it? Pretty shiny. You know, some of them just ugly looking. But this one's kind of attractive looking, right? If it was real silver, it'd really be, right? 5 pounds of silver, that'd be nice. But you see what I'm saying? Sometimes we take and we run by in our course of life and we see that laying there and we say, that might be a help. That looks good. There's some pleasure in that. And we grab up that sin and we say, oh, maybe like some of you say about this little weight, that's a little one. 5 pounds, I think I can lift that. That ain't no problem. You know, a lot of times we say that about sin, don't we? Oh, that's a little sin. You know, that's just a little thing. It ain't this, that, or X, Y, Z. You know, a lot of these big things we think of. But you know, the Bible don't view sin. And God don't view sin the way we do a lot of times. And we need to get this right in our lives. Sin is sin. Now, there's some sin the Bible calls an abomination. But sin is sin. It's wrong, it's evil, it's wicked in the eyes of God. It's wrong. And this morning, what am I saying? I'm saying this, that any sin in mine and your lives is a weight and a hindrance. And that's why the Lord said, lay aside every weight. All of us, this verse points out, have different weights. All of us have different sins that we struggle with in our lives. And it says the sin specifically here that's mentioned is the one that easily besets you. This morning, I don't know everybody's situations in their lives. I don't know what all you face, but I know this, that I have some sins that I'm easier or more prone to give into than others. There's some things that I struggle with that probably Brother Gary or Brother Donald, they in their race of life can run by that same sin and not even think twice or not even look about it. They just go on. It doesn't easily beset them. But that same sin, when I run by it, I say, woo, let me grab a hold of that. That's what the flesh wants us, the devil wants us to do.
Yes, sir.
But then Brother Gary, he might take and run by something different that here the pastor is, I'm jogging on by, I don't have no problem with. That sin doesn't, no problem. Okay, it's there, but no problem. But Brother Gary, when he runs by, he says, woo, boy, look at that. That's what it is in our lives. And you know what the devil will do? As the Lord, of course, only allows him, can he do these things. But he'll take and he'll place that thing that Brother Gary struggles with right there in front of him and say, there you go. He'll take Pastor and he'll say, there you go. That's what he does. He'll take those sins that easily beset us. Why? Because he wants to get us off track. He wants to get us running around with weight after weight after weight after weight in our lives. And we say, all of them are small weights. But y'all know what? I'm going to be honest with you, and y'all can laugh at this if you want, but I'm being serious. This little weight's getting kind of heavy.
That's right.
Some of y'all said, he's been preaching a long time. Well, then think of how long I've been carrying this thing. Probably about 30 minutes now, close to it, 25. You carry it around and wave it in the air for 25 minutes for a while and see what happens. What am I making a point of? I'm saying this. Little things make a big difference. There's a verse in the Song of Solomon, I believe it is, that says, talks about fly in the ointment. And it's basically pointing out the fact that you get a drink, for example, and you have a fly or something in it, you ain't going to touch that. It makes a big difference, are you? You're going to take pour that thing out. A little bit makes a big difference. The Bible's told us in our lives as believers, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 15, it says, "But as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in some manner of conversation." No, that ain't what it says. All manner of conversation. All manner of conversation, the Bible says. Everything. Because it is written, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Romans 12, 1 and 2. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." You see, this morning, folks, there's some sins and there's some weights that we need to lay aside in our lives. You say, what sin and what weight in my life do I need to lay aside? I can't answer that directly this morning, but I can say this. Whatever weight you have, you need to lay it aside. Don't matter what it is. You say, why? You're telling me lay it all down? What did the Scripture say? Every weight. You fill in the blank. You see, this morning, folks, allow the Holy Spirit to fill in the blank. What do you need to lay aside this morning? All of them. Every one of them. Physical? Lay them aside. Financial? Lay them aside. Spiritual? Lay them aside. Sinful? Lay them aside. Every weight, because any weight in our spiritual race for the Lord is nothing but a hindrance that we carry around. That's all it is. What are you going to do with the weight? When you turn around the bend of a corner, I thought about a marathon runner in a big race. That's hypothetical. You went to run a big marathon. You had no clue which way the course was going. You had no clue if the course was going to be uphill or downhill and what spots. You just didn't know. You hadn't looked at the map of the course or anything else. And as you're running along the race, you're there and you're going as best you can. And the next thing you know, there's some tall buildings. And you take and you see an arrow ahead and it says go this way. You say, okay. So you round that building and you turn and you see that arrow pointing that way, and then all of a sudden, here's this big roadblock. There's this big hill maybe. You say, my Lord, how am I going to get up that hill? I'm tired. I didn't know this was here. You see, a lot of times that's what happens in our lives. We come to these weights, these things in our past, things unexpected, and if we're not careful, as soon as we see those things, we say, oh my. And we grab a hold of that weight, and we pick it up, the sin weight, the financial, the physical, whatever, say, well, you know what? And we're taught to do this, by the way, whether we realize it or not. You know what? I can make it. I can make it. That's a little weight. I can make it up that hill. I can do it. I can do it. But you know what? You can't.
Amen. That's right.
You can't make it up that hill by yourself carrying all these weights. You can't make it up the hill by yourself. You can't make it. You cannot finish the race by yourself in such a way that honors and pleases the Lord. You see, this morning what you got to do instead is lay those things aside and say, Lord, I need your help. I'm trusting you.
Amen.
That's what we got to do. Say, Lord, I don't know what's ahead in my course. But I know one thing. You said you'd never leave me nor forsake me. So I'm not in this race alone. I know that your word said, with you all things are possible, but without you I can do nothing. So therefore, no matter what's around this tall building, No matter how big the hill may be, no matter how hard the climb may be, no matter how big, no matter what it is, even if it's something I never expected, Lord, I know that I can trust You.
Amen.
And I don't have to walk around carrying those weights. And you see today, folks, that's what I believe He's saying here in Hebrews 12:1. Lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. You see today, folks, notice what it says. We're going to skip over part of the message we're going to go tonight. But notice it says, and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience. Notice this, we'll talk about patience tonight, but notice the last part of this verse. The race that is set before us. Now I'm going to ask you a question. An earthly race, a marathon. Does the runner in the marathon pick out what course the race is going to take? No. Who picks out what the course is going to be for the race? The one in charge of the race. The organizer. The one that we might say created the race. That planned the race. That designed the race. In other words, folks, you see, the spiritual race in this aspect is no different than the earthly race. You see, we don't set our course. We shouldn't. We try to, but we shouldn't. But the course that's set before us, the Lord set down. We say, hey, you know what? The Lord set the course, and I'm just going to run it for Him.
Amen.
And I'm going to trust Him. I don't know what's ahead, but no matter what's ahead, I know that my life's in Your hands. I know that with You, I can take it. I can make it through, Lord, by Your grace and with Your help. Dear Lord, we can take and make it through this. Dear Lord, I'm not going to let these weights of life, these weights of sin, all these things weigh me down. I'm going to lay these things aside. You say, but Pastor, You'd say lay set weights aside. These aren't earthly weights. You said that. So how do I take and run by these things in my life, or if I've already got that weight, how do I take and get rid of these weights or not pick up these weights in my life? What do I do? You tell me not to pick them up, that's easy. How? What? Give me some Scripture. I need some help. Because that human flesh, when you see, you pick it up, right? We need some Scripture. How can we take and do what we're talking about this morning with the Lord's help? But yeah, give me some Scripture. 1 John 1:9, the Bible says, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you're carrying around this morning a weight of sin, you know what you need to do? 1 John 1:9, you need to take and confess it to the Lord.
Amen.
You need to take and admit. Confession speaks to the fact of admitting that what the Lord says about mine and your sin is right, and you want His grace and His help to turn away. To turn away from that sin and not go in that direction anymore. You see, confession is more than just, I'm sorry, Lord. It's that you realize what you've done and you say, Lord, I'm sorry. I don't want to do this anymore. You realize it's wrong. You realize it's sin. That's the way you take and you lay aside the weight. Maybe there's somebody in here who's got some weights of sin in their life. That sin has easily beset you, has beset you. Today, take, I encourage you, that weight and lay it down. Lay it down today. Lay it down. You know, you take and you think about, you say, well, I don't have a sinful weight in my life right now. The Lord's helping me. That's good, but I've got some other weights in my life. May I say this verse, Proverbs 3 and verse number 5 through 6 for the other weights. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy... What does a runner run in? A path, a course. What have we been talking about all morning? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. In other words, you don't have to know what the course holds. Because you're trusting in God. You know who holds the course. You know who the designer of the course is. You know the one who's created the course. You know the one who's in control of the course. You know that God is in control. Trust in the Lord and He'll direct your paths. You see this morning, church. In other words, what you need to do if you've got these financial and these physical weights and all these things that we've talked about in your life, what you need to do is learn to trust God. What we need to do this morning is say, Lord, I'm trusting You. Lay that weight aside. Lay the weight aside. Trust the Lord. You see this morning, I believe a lot of times in weights He places in our life is to help us to learn to trust Him. To trust Him. Trust the Lord. You say He wants me to trust Him a lot. You know what? He wants us all to trust Him a lot. Because I got a lot of weights. Well, the Lord wants us to trust Him a lot. You see this morning, trust in the Lord. Another verse, Matthew chapter 11 and verse number 28 through 30. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are..." This 5 pounds is getting pretty heavy laden. Heavy laden. Jesus said, "And I'll give you rest." This morning you're heavy laden with those weights in this race of life, those physical, those financial, those spiritual, those sinful. Jesus said, "Come unto me. Now I'll give you rest. Lay them down. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls." Amen. This morning, that's how you lay the weights aside. That's how, when you come across those things that could be weights, unexpected, you say, "Wait a second. Lord, You're in control. You designed the course and the path. I'm trusting You. You've taken care of me before. You'll take care of me now. I'm trusting You." And you can take and run on by that weight. But oftentimes, and I'll encourage you with this morning, oftentimes we take, and I'm encouraging you to do this morning if you have weights. Oftentimes we take, and we have these weights in our lives, and the Lord will speak to us through His Word, through a sermon, a message, etc. And we'll take and come down to the altar like we ought to do, and we'll take and come down and say, "Lord, I want to lay those things aside." We'll kneel down, we'll pray, "Lord, I'm giving this to You. I'm trusting You. I'm giving this to You." But then we take and we do this. You say, "What do you mean?" We go right back out the door and the same thing that was weighing us down that we was worrying about, guess what we're doing again 5-10 minutes later. You see, folks, take your burdens to the Lord, the song says, and leave them there. That's what we need to do. Simply trust in Jesus every day. Trust Him through the stormy way. No matter what fate may befall, trust in Jesus. That is all. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 7, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." This morning I close with asking you, I ask in the beginning, do you want to run a race that honors and pleases the Lord? Do you want to run that course that He's laid out before you in a way that honors and pleases Him? If so, before we can even get to tonight's message, step number one, take the weights and lay them aside. If we're going to please the Lord in our lives, we've got to lay them aside. If we're going to run the race the way He would have us to, we've got to lay them aside. And may I say this to our church as a whole. If we're going to run the race that the Lord would have for Faith Baptist Church to run, the financial weights, physical weights, the spiritual weights. There's been some spiritual battles lately. The sinful weights. There's been some of those the Lord throws against us. By the way, I don't know if you realize this or not, but and I'll use myself as an example, but not just me, if any of y'all, if we take in our lives and we're carrying around these weights, and especially if you're a I know some of you's here first, second time, but especially if you're here every Sunday, faithful, this is your church. If you're carrying around that weight, if I'm carrying around a weight, you know who else is carrying it around? Brother Gary's carrying around a weight, you know who else is carrying it around? You see, this morning we need to take as individuals, as a church, say, Lord, I'm not going to hinder what you want to do in my life in this race, and I'm not going to hinder by your grace and with your help what you want us to do as a church. And I'm going to lay those things at the altar, and I'm going to leave them there. That's what the altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. Lay them down. Lay them down. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for your word this morning. I pray that you would help all of us this morning. Dear Lord, all of us. I believe if all of us are honest, we all have some weights in our lives. Things that we've picked up along this course and this race of life. This course that you've set before us as your children. Some things that we need to take and lay aside that should never have been picked up to begin with. Dear Father, I pray that you'd help us to lay all those things down before you this morning. Casting it at your feet. Leaving them at the altar. And dear Father, walking away in the joy and the peace and the strength and the help that only comes from you. It's only by your grace and with your help that we can lay these things aside. We know that. And dear Father, we pray this morning that you would help us, each and every one of us as individuals and as a church as well, to lay these things aside and trust you. Trust you no matter what may lie ahead. Dear Lord, if there's one here that's never trusted you as their personal Savior, carrying around their weight of sin debt and sin load, dear Father, I pray this morning that they might come to know you as their Savior, and accept you and the message of the gospel. Bless now, I pray, the invitation. Allow your will to be done. In Jesus' name, amen.